on this Veterans Day, Wednesday, 11-11-20. 14 minutes past the hour, Scott Spears along with Glenn Coble here, talking about a myriad of things, and the only thing... What are you doing with the headphones?
I'm trying to fix it, but I can't fix that stupid headphone.
You can't fix that. Well, I do want to let people know that it is Veterans Day, and just to mention that there is a Veterans Day ceremony going on right now in Washington. So there you go.
Oh, in Washington. We don't have one here? I would imagine we have some.
You know, I bet it got canceled because of COVID.
Could be.
Yeah. Now, I have not heard, but there you go. By the way, there is a COVID drive-up test this weekend at the Center Street Community Health Center. You don't have to have a doctor or any insurance for this. It's the 14th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., right over here, 136 West Center Street, Center Street Community Health Center.
Where do you drive up? In the parking lot?
I think it's
back?
All back. All back.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. So there you go. That's Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't
miss
that.
You can get a Q-tip jammed up your nose.
And then head right on over to the Clarendon Holiday Bazaar, which will be Saturday as well, 43rd Holiday Bazaar. From 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Oh, good. I can put that on Swap Shop.
Homemade gifts, baked goods, sweets, homemade noodles, crafts,
and much more.
And all COVID recommendations will be followed.
Good. Excellent.
There you go.
Yeah, this is the season to be jolly. And one of the things that I'm a little concerned about is...
Tis the season to be jolly, blah, 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 blah.
Now, how many people are going to just... throw their hands up in the air and just go to everything. Now, And how do you have Christmas without going to church?
That's a big question.
Yeah, they're going to.
Well, and I will say about Thanksgiving, we do know this now that Dayspring, which has been doing Thanksgiving dinner for many, many years now, it's all going to be carry out. So there's that.
That's good.
And Epworth, which has been, not Epworth, Emmanuel Lutheran, I always say that wrong. Epworth does Christmas.
Okay.
Emmanuel Lutheran, which has been doing Thanksgiving dinners even longer than Dayspring, has canceled it altogether.
We've told our kids, two of them live so far away, they never do come on. Well, I shouldn't say that. My daughter has come out here on Christmas from North Carolina, but we've told them all, even the one in Worthington, we're not getting together for either of those days. Not that we don't like them, we still like them, but that's...
You're going to send their gifts?
Probably.
I don't know. I just think it's going to be tough, and I hope Dayspring is preparing for the overflow because Emmanuel Lutheran will not be doing it.
Yeah, they will get a lot, won't they?
Yeah. And we want everybody to have food on Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, have you guys at your store already started bringing in all the turkeys?
Oh, we started bringing in the Christmas movies and the...
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. We're all ready for that.
All right.
We get to jump on it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And most national chains are about 2 months ahead of the season. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're only, 15 days away from Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that's right. 15. It's getting close. What do you have on Thanksgiving? Do you have turkey?
Turkey.
Yeah.
Turkey.
We have turkey, and then we also have pork and sauerkraut.
Really?
And dumplings.
Now, see, I have turkey and brown serve rolls and cranberry sauce and pumpkin pie. And
do you like cranberry sauce or juice?
I do. No, do I do. I do. Oh, out of a can.
Yeah, that's the way my wife is.
Yes, I like it out of a can. You got to have that plop. You got to have that for the cranberries.
You know, I've not heard other people like or dislike something from the sound it makes, but the macaroni and cheese, I have never liked that sound when you put it on your plate. So I've never eaten macaroni and cheese. I hate it.
You don't like the suction?
I don't like the sound of that. Whatever that is.
That doesn't do it for you.
No.
Well, all I know is that, you know, the holidays are the holidays and people will do what they do. But, you know, there are ways around this. If you made everybody wear a mask, you'd probably be okay.
Yeah, but you can't eat with a mask on.
Well, see, now this is the conundrum when it comes to restaurants that I was talking with Tracy Kinsler about yesterday. Okay, now if you go into a restaurant and the server's got a mask on and you take your mask off to eat, are they protected fully?
Not fully.
No. So this is not good, is it?
No, that's why my wife and I don't go to restaurants.
No, but I mean... I think we're trying to do the best we can here with what we have, but that one doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
It's kind of a problem. My son, as I've mentioned on this show or other shows, he runs a vineyard. They have a tasting room in Ojai, California. And they've got all sorts of rules that they have to go around. But it's not like you're using somebody else's glass to drink. And the people sit far apart. But they've got all sorts of rules and regulations out there in California about food and drink and stuff like that. And it really hurt their business. It's starting to come back a little bit because they've eased up on some of that. But, yeah.
Well, what we were talking about before we went to break is that you'll tell Dr. Feinman at the top of the show that we disagree.
Yeah.
But I don't think we do. I'll tell you, Dr. Feinman's got his own disagreements going on.
He's probably listening right now. And Dr. Feinman, Scott and I don't disagree. We just question each
other. Have conversations.
Yeah, we have conversations.
But I'll tell you, Dr. Feinman has some disagreements.
Well, yeah. I mean, I understand that.
Well, it's okay.
I leave it alone.
Well, I only bring this up week after week after week because...
to bore me to tears.
No, because it continues on week after week after week, and it's done in a public place where we all can see it. If it was being done in private, I would never bring it up.
Okay.
But that it's being done in public...
Now, how public is Facebook?
It's social media.
Yeah, I know it is, but I only have, 280-some friends or something like that. It doesn't go out beyond those, does it? Except for, I do get stuff from people I don't know.
Here's what I don't know. Now, when you have disagreements, and I'm not going to use the words, but when you have, you've seen them, that Dr. Feinman and Adam are having.
Yeah.
Okay. When you have a disagreement like that, do you still consider yourself friends? See, this is interesting to me.
Well, you and I have disagreements, but we're friends.
Yeah, but I've never said some of the things that little tiff.
And I've never said things that you know of about you.
But I say you can do things behind the back. I'm just saying social media, when you do it in public or it's public. Yeah, yeah. So that's never happened with us.
Well, I'm not going to throw coals on that fire.
No, I'm just asking you, do you think you can have, in general, this is like that was just a jumping off point to start a new topic.
I think you can have
You can have friends after
public.
You call them harsh things.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I think you can.
I don't know.
I mean, you can like that they're strong-willed. You can like that they have an opinion. I like my wife and I had her yell at me 2 weeks ago. She was so angry. I thought she was going to hit me. That's, and I love her to death and she loves me. But
what did you do?
I don't, it was something probably political. I don't know. I never know why I get in trouble.
Well, I think that dynamic is interesting between the doctor and Adam because it goes on. That's the weirdness of it, is that if it just had happened once, never would have talked about it. If it had calmed down and de-escalated a little bit, would never talk about it. But it's just as furious and just as continuous as it was when it started.
Well, I'm Facebook friends with both of them.
So am I.
I'm going to leave it alone.
No, but I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. I'm just not going to get involved.
Well, I don't think we should get involved in it. I'm just saying.
Well, you're involved by talking about it.
No, I don't think you can hide something that's happening.
Yeah, you can.
And then Terry Tackett jumps in, which is great fun every so often.
Terry jumps in.
Jumps in, which is great.
I think he's enjoying needling it. He loves poking the bear.
He does. And that's so funny. Because he'll jump in and who's got possession of Dr. Feinman this week or who's got parental controls.
You know what I like about Dr. Feinman? He's a really bright man, and he knows a lot of stuff. And he can remember all this stuff. I have always had a problem with memory, so not just because I'm old. One of the reasons why I got out of acting is I couldn't memorize lines. So,
well, all I'm saying is in the general sense, I don't know if I could be that harsh to somebody. There are certain things I don't think I could say to somebody and probably continue to say they were my friend.
Well, you got to understand. Now, Adam, if you're listening, this isn't intended as a mean thing about you, but Adam is very opinionated.
Which is fine.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying it's bad, but he can be very aggressively opinionated, and I think maybe that offends some people, and it may have offended Dr. Feynman. I don't know. I wouldn't bring him to one of my Thanksgiving parties.
Who's that?
Adam.
Well, no, what I'm saying is that, okay, if you and I disagree about, which we, I guess, have, although I'm not aware of it, if we had disagreed about something, I would not call you some of the things that have been called in that little skirmish. And that's where I think the line gets crossed.
Well, I'll ask Mr. Adam, if I see him, and then I'll ask Dr. Feynman and try and clear this all up for you.
I just think it's a fascinating bit of human behavior.
Why can't I remember Adam's last name? Lep.
Lep.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's fascinating?
No.
Well, that's not true.
And I don't find it fascinating.
We had a conversation about this.
I find it uncomfortable.
It doesn't bother me. Because I think that sometime, like I said, if it's done in private, and I said this a few weeks ago, if somebody tells you a secret or something's done in private, I think it is your duty not to tell it.
I imagine you do hold all your secrets.
Oh, I do. Yeah. I do. But this is being done in private. People can see this. And they both know they're doing it in private or public. So, you know, I can't. If you don't want people to know, don't do it in public.
Terry will get you.
Yeah, Terry will get you. And that's one of the. If they were just having a skirmish like on the telephone, Terry couldn't jump in and prickle him.
Yeah. Terry, if you're listening, we're sorry we're picking on you.
Oh, no, I think he loves that.
I'm sure he does.
I think he loves it, and that's good for him. But that's the problem. When you have a public skirmish like that, you can't go back and then say, well, why did you talk about that? Well, you did it in public.
Well, you know, and again, I will refer to my mother, who is my mentor, I guess. She always told me, if you can't say something nice, don't say it at all. Now, I don't live by that, but I'm holding on that one and this one.
Well, you know what? I think I like them both.
Yeah, I can see that.
But I just don't understand why there's such a red hot fury on social media between the two.
I got Dr. Feynman's number. I'll give it to you. You can call him and ask him privately.
I don't want to know that much. I don't want to know that badly. No, I just think it's human nature. It's human nature at its fullest.
And that makes life worth living, right?
Plus, I think it's helping because, you know, they're both on the station. So listen to their shows and you can hear what they have to
say. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, we were talking about Adam's show. I'd like him to get back on doing some of that computer stuff.
He's been in repeats for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, he's really sharp about computers.
Yeah, I used to like when he did the computer show and he had that guy on from Wales, and it was a good show.
From Wales?
Yeah.
I missed that one.
Oh, he did that for a while.
Oh, well. From Wales.
From Wales.
That's kind of where my family ended up. They were Germans and they ended up in Wales.
So maybe it'll get back there.
Maybe.
Because you and Dr. Feynman have gotten married now.
That's what Terry says.
Yeah, that's right.
Or is it Adam that says that?
Somebody said it.
Oh, me.
The marriages that have happened here. The things that go on.
My wife of 50 years disagrees with that.
And by the way, if anybody has an opinion, feel free to call in 740-383-9944. And that includes Adam or the doctor. Yeah, they tend to listen to this show. Don't let us steer the conversation. 740-383-9944.
Now, that was something brought up that you just brought up. Now, I always do a little teaser the night before or the day before who's going to be on my show for... Like this week, by the way, we're going to have James Anderson on Thursday because Thursday that he was normally going to be on is Thanksgiving. So we're going to have James on early. So I'm giving a little teaser there. But he's the Marian naturalist and terrific interview. But I don't know where I was going with that.
Something about teasers.
Yeah, okay. I was talking. Yeah,
you're talking about Adam and Dr. Feynman and phone calls and then teasers.
I'll remember later.
When I get home. After the show's over.
I left my wallet at home today. I left all sorts of stuff behind. My brain.
In any event.
Yeah.
We hope they patch it up.
Yeah, I do.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
I think they will try because they're both good people.
Yeah, sure.
That didn't sound very convincing.
Well, I don't know if it's
going to
happen anytime soon. Again, people are hurt right now. Okay. People are hurt, and hurt people tend to be a little more sensitive than maybe they would in other times.
And my guess is they probably are on opposite sides of the story right now.
Seems that way.
I don't know that.
We're going to go to break for 1 minute and come back with much more. Stay tuned to this station for more programming.
Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marian, native and Miss America, Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
2 jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on WWGH Radio, 31 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Glenn Coble, Scott Spears, talking about the intermingling, ongoing, what do you call it, quarrel between Dr. Feinman and Adam Lipp.
I'm not sure what it is.
But it's something.
Well, it's
you can't
something.
Say you're not aware.
No, I am aware.
Yeah,
I'm just not going to poke that bear.
You think I'm poking the bear?
Yeah, I think you're poking the bear pretty good.
Poking the bear to what degree?
I don't know.
I like
trying them. To get more stuff going, I think.
No, I like them. Okay. I like them both. I think they're fine.
Okay.
I just think they obviously have gotten into... It's representative of what's going on in this country as a whole.
Could be.
People with differing points of view politically or on this pandemic... cannot get along, and it's hurting friendships that have been in place for years.
Yeah, and it may not have anything to do with politics, except for the attitudes have gotten so polarized and so prickly.
Well, and how do we fix it?
How do we fix it? That's a great question, and I've had a lot of people. I've listened to a lot of, as you know, that's how I get my news. I listen to a lot of talking heads. And that question's been asked on just about every program I watch. And I think no one has given a really good answer to that. I think the president-elect is doing the best he can to answer it. We try to act all as American citizens rather than as tribalists of Democratic or Republican tribes. So, but you can't force a person to do that. Time will heal, I think.
It's going to take some time to get past this anger.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not sure that, you know, it was interesting. I didn't realize the reason why they have such a long period between the election and the inauguration is because it used to require a person on horseback take his horse from place one to Washington, D.C., and it just took a lot longer back then. And I think maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea if we changed and had the election a little closer or the inauguration moved back so it's a little closer to the time. So you don't have this long honeymoon, or not, it's not really a honeymoon.
Well, I think it gives people time to get a new administration together.
Yeah, but right now, I like the way President-elect Biden said he's just going to go ahead. He was in the White House for 8 years, so he knows stuff that most new presidents wouldn't know. So he's not even worried about it. He's not even worried about the fact that they've locked up the money that he's supposed to have for the transition. He's just going to do it. He's got people that are already on the payroll that aren't getting paid, and maybe we'll get back pay. But I think that's the way. I think he's doing it the right way. I think ignoring the vitriol is probably the best thing we can do right now.
Was there any circumstance where this election could have not gone this way?
Wow. I'm surprised it, quite frankly. I thought it was going to be stronger toward the Democratic side. I really thought it would. I don't think there was, I think it was pretty preordained. I'm proud of the Republicans for turning out as much as they did. I thought they might fold up tent, but they didn't, and that's good. I hope next time we have an election, we get 70, 75% of the people voting. And hopefully we've learned and our young people voted in droves this time, and I hope that continues because we need the young people to say where they want to go. Old guys like me, I can't tell you where we're going to be in for 30 years because I'm not going to be here.
Well, I just hope the anger subsides. Yeah, I know it's still there. We're only 7 days out. Well, really, from the projection of the winter, we're not even 7 days yet.
One of the things I put on my Twitter was that those of us Democrats who are happy that Joe Biden is the president-elect have got to not gloat. I think that would be the worst thing in the world. I hope people don't think I'm gloating by saying that. I think gloating can only hurt.
Well, like I say, I know there are people out there right now who are just, they put all their time and effort, and this was their guy for 4 years.
Yeah.
And they did things that they did not do for any candidate in their lifetime.
They put their lives on the line. By going to all those rallies, I guess they were called. I'm not sure what you really call them, but, you know, where they didn't wear masks. That was kind of a stupid statement as far as I could see.
But the parades. I'd never seen the parades. I'd never seen that for political candidates.
I've seen post-election parades, but not pre-election parades.
No.
And sinking their own boats because I had to laugh when they did... You know, they had those boat parades and so many boats sunk because they were, you know, I'm an old sailor and you don't jump up and down in a boat that has 4-inch gunnels.
But that tells you the jubilation that
yes,
people had for this
absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's a tough pill to swallow. I mean, I remember election morning, we had a woman call in here and I hope she's still listening. And I know she's got to be heartbroken. She said she had spoken to the Lord and he had told her that everybody was going to be shocked and Trump was going to win. And, you know, that's how much people, you know, supported this man. There's nothing wrong with that. You support who you want to support.
Yeah.
So I know people are hurt.
Yeah. And disappointed. That lady, if I were, I'm obviously not a devout Christian. I am a Christian, by the way. I believe in Christ. I believe in his teachings. I am just not a believer that there is a man sitting up on a cloud in a white robe telling us what's going on. But that lady does, and that's good. I'm glad we have people like that. And that lady believes that, and I'm sure she's brokenhearted now. Because if she truly believed that God spoke to her and told her that, then God either lied to her or she wasn't listening carefully enough.
Well, like I said, there's a sadness right now.
I would be sad if I were her.
Well, just a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I hope that they... I don't know what's going to make that any better, but time.
Yeah, I agree.
And the caller who called in here many times, who you had disagreements with over the week.
Yeah.
You know, those disagreements now are kind of a moot point because the election's over.
I still have a lot of people sending me information that I know is wrong, but it's the talking points that were being put out by certain members of the Republican Party. And I guess you can keep on saying that stuff, but I don't know. I feel bad for them that they believe that, but they do.
And again, the phone lines are open here for about 21 more minutes today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Don't forget A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble and Dr. Feynman coming up from 12 to 1. And then Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4 to 5. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 5 until 6 today. But the phone lines are open. Anything you'd like to say, 740-383-9944. We take all opinions.
Let me throw a plug in for tomorrow's swap shop. Swap shop has become an eclectic thing. It's all over the place. During, if we have calls, which we have had in the past couple of months, we still have calls coming in. I have found a site that gives me all sorts of inspirational political quotes from all manner of people, Lincoln, Eisenhower, you name it. And they're not just presidential quotes. They're more inspirational. So I have about 25 or 30 of those, and we're going to go through those. And I think people will enjoy hearing that. Both sides of the aisle. They're not Democrat or Republican. So I think you'll enjoy it tomorrow at Swap Shop.
What are we going to do when kids can't sit on Santa's lap this year?
Yeah, that's tough. I don't have any grandchildren that I think we're looking forward to that. I think my youngest grandchild is 10, and I think he's pretty aware. But, that's kind of sad. if you watch Christmas Story, that Santa Claus, I don't think I'd want to sit on his lap.
Well, you know, I feel bad for Santa Claus this year because Santa Claus is a happy guy. And he goes to all the stores and visits and has a good time doing so.
Well, he's going to call in to us, right?
Well, he certainly does. Yeah. And, I got to get my list out there, of course. And this year, I don't know how that will go. It's a whole different thing.
What is your number one Christmas gift that you want?
This year? You know, I don't know. I haven't even thought about it. I don't know. What do you want?
I want an RV.
An RV?
Yeah. Nothing over $20,000.
You want to be Charles Carroll. Traveling around.
I have an RV, but I want one that we can ride in. I want a B or a C level RV. I have a what they call a toy hauler. It's really a trailer.
Now, so, couldn't you just trade that in?
I could, but the problem is I probably owe more than I can get on the trade. So, yeah, that's what I plan on doing. But you got to find... It's very hard to find an RV like I want, which there's a RV called a Rialto, which would be fine, or even a Winnebago Vista 21B. Those are the two that I'm looking at, and you just can't find them because everybody wants that type. You know what? Right now, I've been talking to several RV places around. They're selling a lot of RVs right now. They're looking for used RVs, so... why would that be? Why would so many people be wanting RVs now?
Maybe people want to travel.
Yeah. Well, the one thing, the reason why we wanted one that we could drive to California in, where my son lives, and not have to go to a motel. We could just use the RV facilities.
And do you think you'd save money gas-wise?
No, because most RVs, the ones I'm looking at, do get about 15 to 20 miles to the gallon. But most RVs are down around 10 miles a gallon. So, no, you don't save money, except we would stay in the RV and not have to pay for the motel.
Does that make up the difference?
Well, yeah, way past the difference, yeah.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, well, I've done some financial stuff, and it costs us... if I stay at the cheap motels, it costs us around $500 motels. And that's about what the gas would cost to get out and back. And so, I'm saving some money.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So, in a car, what would the gas cost you?
A lot less. $300.
$300 to go back and forth.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's just one way.
California.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's not bad.
It's about... 2,800 miles, something like that. I don't
Now, how long does it take you to make that trip?
Well, we do it in 5 days. You could make it in 3, 4, but we don't go straight through. We like to stop and relax. I never go more than 500 miles in a day, and that's stretching it. Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of miles to be on the road in a day.
Yeah. It's fun, though.
Well, you know, Route 66.
Well, we don't take Route 66.
That used to be the big route.
Yeah, I know. I do take, I have taken different routes to avoid toll roads because there is, on our way out there, there is one toll road that costs us $8 or $10, and I shouldn't be so picky about that, but it makes me mad that somebody's charging me to drive on a highway.
Here comes the break. Ted, did you know President Harding's dog, Laddie Boy, had a gold collar?
That's not so unusual.
Really?
No, he had a golden collar. I have a golden voice. Tomato, tomato.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on WWGH Radio. Scott Spears, Glenn Coble for the home stretch today, the last 15 minutes of the program. Don't forget The Progressive Life with Glenn Coble and Dr. Ron Feinman coming up 12:15 to 1 p.m. That'll be a slobber knocker. And we've got offbeat news. What? That Well, a slobber knocker.
Slobber knocker.
Slobber knocker.
Never heard that before.
Well, you know what it means.
No, I don't. A
fist fight.
A what?
A fist fight.
Oh, no, it won't.
You know, you knock slobber around in somebody's mouth?
Slobber knocker.
That'll be a slobber knocker.
Actually, Dr. Feinman and I agree on just about everything. So
well, no, I'm saying Dr. Feinman has slobber knockers with somebody else on this station.
Well, we won't go into that, I don't think. And he's probably listening right now.
Well, Dr. Feinman, call in. I mean,
No, he will be.
Listen, we always want to know. And then Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church, 6 p.m. to 7 tonight. There you go.
Okay. Yeah. We have everything on this station.
I just find it fascinating that
you're not going to go back there, are you?
Well, you can choose what to talk about in this 15 minutes. I just think it's interesting.
I don't. See, we disagreed.
Well, last week we talked about language. I thought that was an interesting conversation.
Language.
Because I had called a female shrill.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And you thought that was a sexist term.
I don't think that. I think that there are people that think that.
Oh, I thought you, but you.
No, I wouldn't use it because I know people.
But I know men who are shrill. And like I said, I told you two men. You don't think those two men that I named off are shrill?
Yeah, after you said it.
Yeah.
I don't.
And I would call them shrill.
I don't think of them that, nor would I ever call them that. But
Well, here's what I was thinking. You know what? Here's the type of things that rattle through my brain. Okay. I was thinking the other day, oh boy, who could this be?
If somebody's rattling through your brain.
What if it's shrill? Let's see who it is. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Ron Feinman. I'm answering what he asked. I call in.
Go ahead, Dr. Feinman. What's the answer to the question?
I am not a slobber knocker, whatever that is.
I didn't think you were, Dr. Feinman.
Oh, no, you know, Dr. Have you been listening for a while here, Dr. Feinman?
Yes.
By the way, it's good to speak to you again. Haven't talked to you in a while.
Yes, nice to talk to you too.
Yes, good. No, I noticed the little tiff that you seem to have ongoing with Adam, and we all see it in social media. Glenn sees it, Terry sees it, I see it. Obviously, you and Adam see it, a lot of other people. And I just wonder, is it hard to stay friends? Because last week you characterized your relationship with Adam as a friendship.
Yes.
And you know, to say words like you two say to each other, is that friendly?
It's not unfriendly. It's just being blunt. How's that?
There you go.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Could you do that with every friend you have?
Nobody's ever made me feel this way like Adam.
Well, what is it that really has put you over the edge here, Dr. Feynman?
What really put me over the edge?
Yeah, what made you feel this way that you've never felt before?
Well, his stand on the children at the border who have been caged, and his argument they didn't belong here, and he didn't have any problem with them being separated from their parents, and that infuriates me. It absolutely infuriates me. To me, that's the worst crime of Donald Trump of all.
Really? That's interesting. The worst one. Okay.
And also the refusal to wear masks and take care of social distancing and feeling that herd immunity is the answer, which I think is suicidal. Those are the two things that caused me to decide I didn't want to be on his show anymore. But it doesn't mean I don't respect him. It doesn't mean I don't like him. It's just we're not a marriage anymore.
The marriage has ended, as Terry Tackett would say. The divorce has happened.
Oh, me.
Well, it's just interesting, Dr. Feynman. It's interesting to watch because I think what's fascinating is that it continues ever since you guys parted ways. It seems to continue every week since that has happened.
Well, because he says things or posts things that, I guess, annoy me, so I react to it, and he puts on a smirk sign, you know, one of these smile signs, you know, and that just makes me annoyed that he's always smirking.
Dr. Feynman, I've been telling Scott he's got to quit beating this poor dead horse.
Well, no, this horse is still alive because we resurrect it every week. Now, Dr. Feynman, do you ever see yourself being back on the Adam Show?
I don't know, but I do appreciate all the times I was on. Certainly, and I've appreciated all the time going with Scott, but I've now found a new home.
Well, that's an interesting question, because for a long time, I was never really sure exactly what happened there. It just, you disappeared one week, and, life goes on. People have differing viewpoints.
It was good for me.
And it ended up being good for Glenn,
yes,
so there you go. And what's the topic today, Dr. Feynman, next hour with you and Glenn?
The topic, of course, is now the election is decided, despite Donald Trump saying it isn't, and what the future holds. And talking about Joe Biden's fantastic background, more years in elected office than any president, and only John Quincy Adams, counting his diplomatic experience, including Secretary of State and also ambassador to 5 countries, if you add them 2 together, he had 49 years, but Joe Biden has 44 years. So I wrote this article for History News Network that, of course, Glenn has seen, and it's getting a lot of hits on History News Network because the guy's background is amazing, new president, and foreign relations, he's the most qualified in background in recent times, except for Richard Nixon and George H.W. Bush.
Well, that's all coming up next hour with Glenn and Dr. Feynman. Dr. Feynman, that'll be about 25 minutes from now. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
And I wanted to say, I hope someday I can be back on your show, even if I'm on Glenn's, I'd still like to be on your show now and then.
Oh,
okay?
Sure. Well, we'll get you on, Dr. Feynman. Thank you.
Okay, I'll hang up now. Let you go on.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, see Glenn?
Yeah.
No problem.
No, he's a very understanding person.
Now, if Adam wants to call in too, I don't want to be one-sided here. No. Adam, you're welcome to call in
740-383-994.
For sure he does.
We know.
740-383-9944. We got 8 minutes left. All opinions are accepted here.
I really enjoy talking to Dr. Feynman on things like this because Dr. Feynman doesn't seem to. He has very definite opinions, and he was definitely not pro-Trump.
You think?
But he does not hold grudges that way. I mean, he doesn't call people names and stuff like that. So I like that. Yeah.
Well.
Except for Adam.
Well, I don't think you could say that he doesn't call people names. Maybe he just writes people names.
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, you've read some of the posts.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you call those?
I don't know. I
adjectives?
Sometimes. I read things and I just keep my mouth shut because I disagree.
Well, I mean, I'm not giving my opinion. Like I said, the two of them can be dear friends for all I care or know. I'm just saying what I have witnessed.
Is that friends with a deer or they're
deer
close?
Friends? I don't know. Maybe one day they'll get back together and everything will be hunky dory.
Are we in deer season yet? Do you know?
Deer season?
Hunting season.
I don't know.
Well, neither do
I'm not a big hunter.
No, I'm not either. But I just want to be careful while I'm driving down the road, so I don't want...
Oh, I know last week when I was going up to Toledo, there were a lot of dead deer.
Were there?
Oh, yeah.
So we may be in...
We very well could be, yeah. Just laying there in the middle of the road.
It's kind of scary. Coming from Athens, as I did, there were a lot of deer down there. Anyway.
Well, it's fascinating that we got Dr. Feynman's opinion.
Trying to change the subject, obviously.
Well, that was boring, Glenn. Boring! You were onto a good subject there, and you took us over into Boringville. We got to stay here on the controversy.
It's not boring if you hit one, and I've hit three.
Oh, no, I don't want to hit a deer. But controversy is what people want to hear.
Yeah, for some reason or other.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I'm not a big controversy fan. I mean, I will listen if there is controversy, but there are people that actually relish listening to controversy. That, you know, the people that watch the Jerry Springer show. What in the world is going on with those people?
A lot of people.
Yeah, I know.
Controversy's fine, but I don't like manufactured controversy.
Yeah, and that does seem manufactured.
To me, Jerry Springer seems manufactured.
Now, he came here to town, and he was speaking to the Democrats, and he basically says, he said, it's a stupid show, but it makes me a lot of money. So that's...
I interviewed him when he came here.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was an interesting guy.
Yeah, he is an interesting... And he's a very intelligent man.
Smart guy.
Yeah.
Sharp man. So you got all those things in there. Let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, boys. Be careful what you wish for.
Oh, wow, now we get the other side of the story.
I love it.
All right.
Wisecrack, but it's actually a serious question. It comes across as a wisecrack, Glenn, but... It is a serious question. I want you to ask Ron, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Okay.
He's convinced that I'm going to pass away and acquire COVID. So let's assume that he's right. And Scott, let Sean know. He can take over the website because he's pretty good with computers. Because, you know, I do all this great stuff.
When are you going to start doing some computer stuff? People are interested in that.
Yeah, probably tomorrow.
Okay, good.
There'll be a new show of new information tomorrow.
So, fantastic.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But my question is, Ron's aware that a couple years ago I bought this autographed picture of Gerald Ford. You may have seen it on my Facebook. It's really cool. And so ask Ron if he'd like to have that when I pass away. I know he'd like it.
Who is it? I couldn't understand.
I said it was his birthday present or his Christmas or Hanukkah present. But
Jerry Ford.
Liz,
oh, Jerry Ford.
I don't
Ford.
Think anybody in my immediate family would appreciate it, but Ron would. So ask him if he wants that when I pass away.
I will ask him that. What do you think his answer will be?
Well, he'll think that I'm being spiteful, but I'm not. I'm not speaking for...
Now, wait a second. Now, did Dr. Feynman actually said like it, he though, thinks I mean, you're going to pass
I mean,
away?
You know, he loves presidential memorabilia. He has a huge collection of it. It's really pretty cool what he has.
Yeah.
And now, I think he likes this.
Adam, Dr. Feynman actually said he thinks you're going to pass away?
Yes, he believes that my theory of herd immunity and other theories that you're cognizant of are at fault, and that I will get COVID and pass away.
Oh, we hope not.
Well, yeah, we hope not.
I know the way to say it. I'm just going to go ahead and blurt it out. Because,
wait, you were the one that dubbed him with the title president. Presentologist?
Yeah, I'm a wordsmith.
just
I'm kind of like George Carlin, but you know, I'm G-rated or PG-rated.
Well, Adam, just
a lot of known things that are X-rated, but you know, not on the air.
Yeah, but Adam,
one thing I like to do back when we could do karaoke, unfortunately, was a BCBS activity, at least in the state that it should be in. I used to take certain songs and just replace them with different lyrics. Now, there was a clean version of some lyrics that I can make, and there are some that, again, you wouldn't really want to tell your grandmother.
Yeah. Adam, just
Christmas
because...
Christmas carols especially. You probably heard the 12 Days of Christmas. I mean, I like making different versions
sure.
of it.
Yeah, but Adam...
I have, like, X-rated versions. I have PG-rated versions.
Hey, Adam.
It's really a lot of fun because you can... Because I love alliterations and rhymes, so just think of other things that begin with the letters or... The days
hey,
you're referring to.
Adam.
So that's all the kind of stuff I enjoy doing. So the whole idea of language and puns, alliterations, you know, I'm really into that. So I always make it a hobby. And whenever I make the posts about the shows, I try to say something like that. And not take myself too seriously.
Right.
Because,
Adam,
like,
certainly
might too crazy to get to do that.
Yeah, Adam, the question is, just because we're on limited time here, and we want to hear, what is your take? You just heard what Dr. Feynman had to say. What is the, what's the clash there? I mean, he thinks, you know, you might pass away from COVID, I guess, but do you see it as a friendly thing?
Is the manifestation of COVID. Scott, there's no selfishness in not wearing a mask. I believe masks work, not as much as is claimed by a lot of the so-called experts. I believe there are multiple conspiracies. I believe that there is too much of this junk science taken into account. He has insulted my education. Yes, my formal education was in the 80s and also the 70s. However, I'm using general principles of particle science and statistics and related disciplines. That hasn't changed. Plus, I keep up on it because I've always been fascinated by that stuff. So that would never insult his education, which was at a time before my education. That's sitting below the belt. Now, he, as he said about me, he is in a special category where I'm not going to get overly upset at him, not going to unfriend, not going to block him, etc., unless something is really, really bad. Anybody else, he would have been. Many of the people that I can think of, two in particular, that are kind of mutual friends of ours. They've actually, two of these two, I think, have actually both been on my show. They have, one has blocked me, one has unfriended me, just because of my own views. And it's a shame, because I didn't do that to them. I welcome all views. You may have seen that Facebook post, Scott. Unless you're hitting below the belt, unless you're being prejudiced, or anything that is very undignifying or out of hand, all views are welcome.
That's Adam, very, very,
we're a country of free speech.
Yeah, Adam, very quickly here, because we only got 30 seconds here. When he says stuff, you know, like disgrace is the one that we've all seen. I mean, it's public when he calls you that. Do you take that personally, and do you still consider him a friend?
And see that, what does he call me? I'm sorry, maybe I didn't hear what you said.
I think he's called you a disgrace before for things that you've said. Maybe he's not calling you a disgrace.
I think I'm a disgrace. I mean, that's fine. I think in many ways he's been disgraceful, but that's okay. I do respect him greatly. I mean, he is one of the top five authorities and presidents in the whole world, and I've also been fascinated by presidents. That's been a hobby of mine. That's why we hit it off so well.
So still your friend, Adam. Still your
friend. That in order to preserve the respect, I mean, I believe he respects me. He has a weird way of showing it, but I believe that he does because he's, you know, kind of sharp-tongued as I am. I'm just more of a wise guy than he is.
So still friends, Adam? Would you consider a friendship?
Those facets of him, but things about him, yes, that certainly are aggravating. And Glenn, I know it sounds like a wisecrack, but I seriously do want you to ask him that question.
Okay, I will.
I always
Jerry Ford,
like a
picture.
Ready? I'm going to listen to every word. I do love your show.
All right, thanks. Adam, thank you for calling in, and Adam's on tomorrow from 2 to 3. Thank you, Adam.
Good day, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Well, see, that's why we're fair here.
Well,
and now it's all on you, Glenn.
I'm not terribly
fair. It's all on you, Glenn, now. You and Dr. Feynman, live in 10 minutes. Republican, Democrat, Independent, Kumquat, Mango, whatever you want to listen to this show, we've set you up. That's called a setup.
Okay.
Here you go.
I feel set up.
All right. Stay tuned.
Oh, my God.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from The Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'll listen and just, you know, just get a conversation going and have a